Indeed you are, and my name is Jeremy. I'm in for a keynote until 12 o'clock today. I'll also be in for a keynote until Friday, and he will be back on Monday. We had various conversations, different conversations throughout the course of the morning. Of course, the lines are open on 021-446-0567. You're more than welcome to send us a WhatsApp message on 072-567-1567. Received this particular press release from a company, well, not a company, from an association, from the CEO of the Vapor Products Association of South Africa, Asanda Goyi, and it really talks about new research on vaping and saying that this research has found that it's to vape is more effective to quit smoking than gum and patches. Asanda, thank you so much for joining me this morning. I appreciate your time. Let's just talk about the research quickly. Who was the research conducted by, and over what period of time was this done?
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to speak to you today. Yes, the research was conducted by Cochrane Tobacco Addiction Group. It's important to emphasize that it is a review of existing evidence that has already been put forward. It covered over 50 studies and more than 12,000 participants that has shown, as you rightfully said, that electronic vapor products are more effective in getting people to move away from harmful tobacco smoking to a less harmful alternative, which is EVPs.
Is it as simple as that, though, Asanda? When you think of a particular addiction, and smoking, nicotine, it's a full-on addiction, that it would be as easy from making the swap from a conventional cigarette to vaping, or away from the other little, like the gums and the patches. Do you think we are psychologically prepared? Did the survey and this review take that into consideration?
I think an important element that is worth noting that when it comes to the addiction of cigarettes is that people are actually addicted to the nicotine. Mm. So when you providing a less harmful alternative is you are compensating for that nicotine, which is found in electronic vapor juice as well. So that's what people are craving. So in a way, I think what makes vaping a lot more easier for people who smoke to switch to it is that it actually mimics some of the behavioral and social, as well as the pharmacological aspects of smoking. Whereas with gum, it's just the chewing and the patches, it's different. So in a way, psychologically, when you're moving from a cigarette to vaping, it still feels like you are doing the same act. So that is what we think from the survey they found to be the main cause that people are able to make that switch and stay in vaping nicotine longer than when they use gum and patches.
My guest is Asanda Goyi, and Asanda is the CEO of the Vapor Products Association of South Africa. And we're currently in conversation just about the review of a survey that was done, which actually proves that vaping can be more effective to help you quit smoking than gum and patches. Now, Asanda, thank you so much for staying with us during the news. Before the news, we really spoke about the psychological factors at play when you deal with an addiction like nicotine, for instance. And you were telling us why vaping is a more realistic approach and a possible solution to helping kick that particular addiction. What else did this review find?
I think what's important is that in as much as these reviews do confirm the already available research and studies that prove that vaping is less harmful than tobacco. So it reiterates that point that, yes, many experts generally agree that e-cigarettes are considerably less harmful than smoking, even though they are not completely risk-free. I want to stress that bit to say when we're advocating for tobacco harm reduction using electronic vapor products, it's important to note that it's 95% less harmful is not 100% safe. So there is that element of risk that one needs to be well aware of in using electronic vapor products. So that's another key element that the study did bring up. Another important element that is a topical issue is the use of vaping as a gateway to smoking, especially for young people. It looked at different elements. It saw how there are studies that have shown that young people do experiment with smoking, be it smoking cigarettes or vaping, and what are some of the regulations, so to speak, that are required to ensure that we do not expose young people to electronic vapor cigarettes and of electronic vapor products, because electronic vapor products, especially with nicotine, are for adult smokers who are looking for a less harmful alternative.
Well, we do know that there's still a lot of research that needs to go into verifying the claims that vaping could be safer than smoking. We know there's not a lot of research around vaping and the impact it has on someone's health and the lungs, etc., etc. But in the absence of that research, and the research is being it's being conducted as we speak, there is a tobacco bill that is expected to be promulgated quite soon. What kind of legislation would you like to see governing EVPs in South Africa?
I think just to go back to the point where you said there's not enough data, there is actually a humongous amount of data that is currently available. When you look at the places like Europe, for example, places that have decided to regulate the industry, those decisions were based on overwhelming data that shows that it is a less harmful alternative. So I really want to stress that, because I think especially with South African government or policymakers are concerned, they hold on to that notion that there is not enough data to justify a separate regulation for the industry. So as the Vapor Products Association, our position is quite clear. Vaping and smoking are completely different. There is no way that you can justify regulating the two under the same bill. We are looking for a bill that recognizes the harm benefits, the health benefits, rather, of EVPs. We are looking for a regulation that says, this product is for adults, and for them to know more about the product, they need to have access to marketing, where they'll be educated about the harm-reduced characteristics of EVPs. So we are all for regulation, contrary to popular belief. But we are saying marketing and regulation play an important role in ensuring that we get more people to move away from smoking and to try less harmful alternatives.
We're also talking about market share, and we're talking about commercialization. We're also talking about profits, et cetera, which is something we cannot get away from in terms of the business aspect of vaping. So when it comes to regulation, you then would want to push that regulation doesn't leave you behind or on the back foot in terms of how they regulate the vaping industry as opposed to tobacco industry. Once again, people will still say we still don't know enough in order for us to push and with absolute conviction clear the way for the complete commercialization of vaping, because you're using oil bases, you're using water bases, you're using there are chemicals involved, there's heat involved. What is your answer to that, or what is your response to that?
I think with any, I'm yet to come across any product or any initiative that does not have commercial aspects to it. I think for us, from an advocacy point of view, the question is, would you rather have people year in and year out die because of lung diseases as they expose themselves to smoking? Why would it be so difficult that when there is a less harmful alternative, a possibility even, that we would get behind it? So what we are saying, as Vipassa, one would say, you have commercial interests. We're playing tricks here in not wanting to interact with the data. Because I've always said, we are not the scientists, but I provide what the scientists are saying and say, here's the data. surely you want to interact with it and try to understand it. So that's where the bone of contention is for us as an industry, to say, why are you not willing to look into this? Let's put funds into it. Let's research. Let's do whatever we need to do, especially because it promises us to remove more people from smoking, which will definitely have a greater impact for people's health. Surely that makes sense.
It does make sense, but what also does make sense is that we need to, and I understand where you're coming from, advocacy standpoint. We also need to be realistic that you are basically challenging a very powerful tobacco industry. And for me is, you know, where does all of this end? Where is the middle ground? Is there a compromise? Can a compromise be reached? And will public health kind of take a backseat in this fight for us to be fair, treated fairly, and for the compromise to be made?
I think what's worth mentioning, I think during the hard lockdown, the World Health Organization, the European arm of it, actually put out a study that did say as well that vaping is less harmful than tobacco smoking. They fell short of saying better to vape than to smoke. They're not there yet. But it's just that acknowledgement. And I think when we understand that we are not here to fight against anyone, we are pushing for fair regulation for the vaping industry. We are an industry that is made up of mainly small businesses, of individuals who themselves used to smoke and have moved away from smoking and have tried vaping. And I mean, their lives have changed, you know? So I think it's on that premise. For us, it's tobacco harm reduction is an area of study. They are scientists, they are experts in that area of study. We, every month, as the Vapor Products Association, we bring them along with us. We've got a digital where we interrogate these issues to say, from a scientific point of view, do we have room here to maneuver that will get us to have a fair regulation for this industry in South Africa?
We're going to have to leave it there. That's Asanda Khoi, and she is the Vapor Products Association of South Africa, their CEO. Asanda, thank you so much for your time, and please keep us in touch. Please stay in touch with the show. We'd like to do some more follow-ons, conversations, and as developments come about, we'd like to continue chatting to your organization, the Vapor Products Association of South Africa.